and Brownie.
It's a podcast bonus.
Sam Armitage was on Carl Stefanovic's podcast the other day, Swanee, or he's yesterday.
He's got a podcast. I didn't know that.
Sorry. Something to talk about. And she had this to say, Swanee. You know, obviously she's talking to Stefanovic, who famously.
It's Sam Armitage's podcast.
I think it's Sam's.
Oh, sorry, podcast. Sam Armitage. Geez, I'm going. Sorry, Carl Stefanovic was on Sam Armitage's podcast, other way around. And, of course, Stefanovic, famous for being drunk on air, Swanee. Mm. Didn't know this about Armitage, though.
Hello, we've all been on air drunk.
I know. Thank you. Finally, an admission. Carl gets admission, awful admission out of Sam. I was drunk too. Nobody noticed.
Hello.
Whoa!
Sam Armitage said she went on air once. She was drunk on the Sunrise program and she hosted it with Koshy.
And nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed, Swanee.
There you go.
So we've all been there, haven't we? You got my Frydenberg quote.
Oh, I've got this.
That was the podcast party the other day.
Magnificent.
Don't worry, back in our playing days, there was plenty of times where we rolled in. Three sheets to the wind.
Lethal. I mean, you were only human.
You're only human. And you know what? In the pool too, the recovery pool, Swanee, it used to almost inflame the fumes.
Really?
You would do your best to stay away from Craig Starsvich, who was our fitness boss at the time, Swanee.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it was wafting across like a bloody oil spill.
Of course.
Remember the Exxon Valdez? That's what it that's what it smelled like being beside Pikey and myself and a couple of the boys. 13 24 10. Give us a call. When have you been drunk at work?
We've got
explicit stories.
We've got prizes for your work ethic. Because good on you for turning up.
They call me Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. You can be anonymous if you've got an actual important job.
Magnificent.
Ever wondered what happens in the studio? Check out Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Instagram.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Nova 100.
I've had a few beers, big fella.
Yeah, we know.
Beers. What's his phoner, Dino?
Have you been drunk at work? We're not necessarily celebrating it.
Oh, no, we're not. But sometimes it just gets ahead of you.
We've
all
been there. Carl Stefanovic, famous for turning up to the Post Logies broadcast on the Today Show drunk. Mm. But he told Sam Armitage yesterday... talking about that, but Sam Armitage actually revealed that she'd been drunk at Sunrise as well. Chris, when have you been drunk at work, brother?
First of all, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. So my story is I woke up on the nature strip of Burwood Highway out the front of my construction site at about 3 a.m., I was woken up by a paramedic and a policeman.
Oh,
and
Chris.
And I'm going, hang on, what's going on here? And I'm like, hang on, I'm at work. I've got to be here in 3 hours to open up the site. And I ended up having to get, I ended up getting picked up, go home for about 2 hours, have a quick nap, and then I was back in the car, back to work.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So I know what you're thinking, Chris. No doubt about it. You were thinking after a big night on the tiles, you've decided, you know what, I'm going to get to work and sleep it off and then I'll be there. I'll be ready to open up the work site.
Is that what you were thinking?
I think that's what I was thinking.
He cares too much. That's the thing.
You've got a big heart, Chris.
Yes.
Ryan, what do you got for us? Ryan in Violet Town.
How are you? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Oh, I like that. Welcome, Ryan.
Like that.
Violet Town always makes me think of somewhere where some serial killing was happening. Yeah. I don't know why.
Sounds like a podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know about serial killing, but when I was drunk at work, it was most Mondays, really, because used to be a sheep shearer, and you'd knock off work on a Friday at 5 o'clock, go straight to the pub, and... you'd be in a shout with about six or eight blokes drinking pretty quick, and it'd sort of carry on after football on a Saturday, and Sunday would be Sunday sippers, and Monday would be the first 2 hours you'd cheer from 7:30 till 9:30 with your head lower than your arse, and, which was pretty hard to do, especially feeling pretty ordinary, and most Mondays didn't sort of remember the first 2 hours of
Sheeran's. Rhino, I love when the old Sunday sippers just got out of hand. That used to happen back in the younger days up north. Now, didn't have to shear sheep, though. How would your count be a fair bit lower? Like, the morning session, if you did, say, 100 in the morning session, what would you do when you've filled up a little bit on a Monday normally?
Well, some days you'd be lucky to shear 25 a run, which is what a learner would do, you know? Like, you'd be pretty... pretty broke.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie,
Cappy Show will be back tomorrow. Chrissy, Sam, and Brownie. Oh, unless it's a weekend.
Hanover 100.